Good morning, it's Saturday. This is Guru's Tech Bites, episode 64. Pour the coffee carefully because today's Hack News Pile is doing that thing where keyboards, government payments, rocket companies, and AI code reviews all walk into the same diner and somehow the waiter is Microsoft with a clipboard. First up, Mouseless is getting love for keyboard-driven control across macOS, Linux, and Windows. It is basically for people who look at a mouse and go, nah, too much cardio. I respect it, because if you can fly around your computer from the keyboard, you feel like a hacker in a movie, even if you're just renaming a file called final use this one.pbs. Second, GOV2K replaced Stripe with the Dutch payments provider Adyen. That is a big, boring-sounding infrastructure move, which means it is probably important, expensive, and debated by 17 committees named something like Payment Modernization Working Group Alpha. The practical bit is that public service payments are moving away from Stripe, and whenever a government swaps the cash register under the counter, everybody from developers to procurement people starts checking their receipts twice. Third, the S&P 500 rejected SpaceX and also blocked fast entry for OpenAI and Anthropic. The index folks apparently are not in the mood to bend profitability rules just because your company can launch rockets or make a chatbot explain Kubernetes like a tired camp counselor. Wall Street loves the future, but only after the future fills out the proper forms and shows it can make money without setting the spreadsheet on fire. And finally, somebody asked whether Claude increased bugs in rsync, which is exactly the kind of headline that makes every developer slowly turn toward their AI assistant like it just ate the last donut. Okay, that's something. The real takeaway is not that AI coding is doomed, it is that old sharp tools like rsync have decades of edge cases, and if an AI confidently changes them, you still need humans doing the boring review work before the internet starts blaming a semicolon. That's your Daily Bite. Have a great day. Until next time.